And then I just had a general question. Again, as I say in all of our nets, I'm kind of interested in the APRS only because I ride my bike up in Black Machan, and I thought it would be kind of cool just to track me or have my wife track me, or I don't know. I have my phone, so Google tracks me. I didn't know if anyone on this call, because since we do have a lot, if anyone has used an APRS over by Black Machan, because I know we have our repeater in Phillipsburg, and based upon Bob's maps, it should have coverage over near Black Machan. But also, I didn't know if anyone had any small radios. Right now, I'm looking like the FT, the new Yaesu 500, but that's five, or five, the FT5, but that's $500. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm really willing to spend $500 right now just so my wife can see me on the map that she'll never do but once.
I'm not into APRS, so I really don't know a great deal about it.
I know, Jason, that Ruth, and I can't remember her new call now.
Oh, okay, I know Ruth. I know who you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, she's got a handheld, and she was setting it up to broadcast a beacon because she hikes a lot. And I think she had some success with that. I haven't talked to her since. There is a digipeater here up at the clubhouse on Pine Grove Mountains. I don't think it's going to do you any good in Black Machan. I suppose, what do you ride from your home over there? Or do you drive over and then ride around?
I drive over and park up like on Strawband Beaver Road or down on 6 Mile Run and ride my bike down there then.
Yeah, I don't know if you can crossband that kind of stuff or not. That's something new to me.
Okay.
The other thing is I just bought an Anytone 878 UV Plus 2. And it's got the APRS beacon in it. Now, I have not had, and it was 300, I think.
Okay.
So it's considerably cheaper. And I like the radio. It feels like it's well made. Greg Geis has one. We programmed that last week. You got one too, yeah. I'm kind of pleased with that radio. But it's got an APRS beacon in it, and I bought that radio because it had the APRS beacon in it. And okay. it will receive. So, but I haven't had time to experiment with that yet.
Okay, I'll look at that one as well. And I was looking at, I can't think of it. It's a little Bluetooth thing, right, that I forget that it's a something like it. It's separate, but I would need a phone connected to it, and then I would need a cable to run over to the radio. But it's like $170, and I'm like, if I'm going to spend $170, maybe I'll just buy a radio because then I won't need a radio plus my phone and everything else hooked up to it.
Yeah, you're better off to get to pick up a radio that's got the TNC and the
GPS
receiver. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for the comments.